Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Update. My name is Dustin McCrickard. This is a New of the God Radio production. New of the God Radio, going beyond the pews, encouraging brethren of sound messages and sound faithful works going out throughout the world. I'm your host, Dustin McCrickard. Today with me, I have a very special guest, Dave Hart. Dave, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Dave, it's such a joy to have you on the program today. Dave, where are you located at, for those who might not know?
We are in Winslow, Arizona.
Winslow, Arizona. Is this in the middle of the desert?
Yes, it's up in northern Arizona, up towards the top, and kind of an isolated town. All the towns up here are kind of isolated, and right off I-40.
Wow. It's always amazing to me whenever I talk to different brethren about where they're at and where they're preaching at, and you have those who work in the huge metropolis of the cities, and then you have these little country churches, and then there's some that the nearest big city around them is like 50 miles, and yet all these people come together to praise God under one roof. So it's always a blessing to hear those who are out of the city area and working together for the kingdom. So I think that's a great work that you're doing. Tell me a little bit about Winslow Church of Christ.
Well, I'd actually come here about 12 years ago, and it was about 20, 25 members at the time, and I had a five-year plan, and I hoped to build the church up in 5 years and move on to another small church, but I've been here 12 years, and the work's very hard in this area. We have a lot of Mormons and Catholics and the traditional Native American religion. And then the area is still kind of the Wild West, a lot of bars, a lot of wild people. So it's a real mission work. And we've been trying to reach out. And actually this last Sunday, we've had the largest attendance since I've been here. We've had 77. So we were really excited about that.
Wow, that's awesome. I think that's one of those things that you find yourself, as you said, even there's mission work within the state. So many times we have brethren, they think that, in order to do mission work, they'll go out of the country, that, we need to go out across the ocean to reach people. Whenever we have mission work right here within the states, and I think that gets overlooked quite a bit, sadly. There's so many people that are here within the country that need to know the truth. And some of these areas that are remote, they especially need to hear the truth. Now, you said something that brought up a question. You said that a lot of Native Americans, and dealing with Native Americans in this area up here in Washington, very heavy on tradition when you talk to them. Have you met the same kind of feel?
Yes, we have, and it's been really hard to reach out to them. In just the last few years, we've really started to do that, and the older ones are really, really tough to convert. We had one man that was here and has come for probably 8 years, and he just got baptized here just a few weeks ago. And so it's really hard. But we have found to reach out to the young people, to reach out to the children. They convert so much easier, and we really, really work with the young people. In fact, of those 77, 51 of them were young people. They were teenage and below, and we actually have started doing a bus service, kind of like the old Joy Bus program that the churches used to have. And the Native American kids and others, but the Native American kids just come in by the droves. And it's just wonderful. We can get them young, and they learn to love the Lord. And we've had, about 15 baptisms just in the last few weeks here now. So we're really, really trying to reach out. It's really hard because we're a small church and a very poor church and one of the poorest counties in the United States. But I like to say we believe we're the little church that could, and we just keep reaching out and reaching out to them.
Well, praise the Lord. It's a blessing to hear. We have new brothers and sisters in Christ, and the works that you're going on that is going on there. Definitely, if you can check out Facebook on Winslow Church of Christ, and definitely like the page. There's a lot of great things that are going on there, and you can see you got some baptisms that they. And Dave, I see that you were working on getting a new bus, and you got that bus, right? A brand new bus.
Yes, we we were bringing in so many kids, and there again, we unfortunately we have very limited resources. So a couple of years ago, we asked the Brotherhood for a van, if anybody had a van they weren't using, and the Church of Christ in Shiprock, New Mexico, they donated a van, an older van to us. That we were making three runs 3 times a week to take kids and adults too. We got adults coming too, to our services and back home again. So we thought, well, let's see if we could possibly get a full-size school bus. And we are blessed that one of our members is a mechanic and a driver for the school system. And we kind of thought, well, the van was pretty easy, but it's going to be hard with the bus. But I'll tell you what, the Brotherhood just came through, and just in a matter of less than a month, we had enough money to go out and get a bus. And I want to thank all the people on Facebook. We have our, as he just you just said, we have our Facebook page, and I have a couple of private pages. And the Brotherhood just stepped up wonderfully, both churches and individuals. And we now have a full-size school bus, and we're filling it up already.
Well, amen. Praise the Lord to that. One of the things I like about you, Dave, on Facebook is that I love reading articles. I love reading what people have wrote, and you have that trend where you just post all these different articles, and I could see every now and then some themes going on, and I enjoy that because they're different subjects. As a preacher, as a gospel preacher, it's always good to see what other people have wrote about the subject. And that's one of the things that I get a joy out of you on Facebook, is that you'll post so many articles a day, and I'll take the time to read them, just because they're good, sound articles that is an encouragement to everyone, whoever reads it. So I encourage all those who are out there listening, look Dave Hart up, find him on the on Facebook, and we'll have a link posted on the Gospel Update on our Facebook page, and follow him. I think you've actually have so many friends already, Dave, that you're not allowed to have any more friends. All they could do is follow you, which is a great thing. And so that way that you can stay updated with the Winslow Church of Christ, and also to receive some great articles that Dave posts. So definitely encouragement, work for the church. Dave, let's say there's people out there listening, and we have listeners all across the world. What if they say to themselves, they say, well, we want to help this little church that could. We want to help this little Winslow Church of Christ and their mission work there. What are ways they could get in contact with you and say, hey, we want to help. Is there anything we could do to help? What would be the direction they need to go?
Well, either through our Facebook page or through our web page. We have a web page. You can just punch in Winslow Church of Christ, and it should come up. And they could then give a call to the church here, 928-289-1272. And any of those ways, we have emails and stuff on our pages that you can get a hold of us, and we'd love to hear from you. We believe that we're a true mission work, and we got some great workers here. We have, I mean, there's just so many stories here. Two of our greatest workers were Jehovah's Witnesses all their life, and we put a little ad in the newspaper here, the little local newspaper. It only comes out twice a week, and we posted in there that if you'd like to know more about the Church of Christ, come visit us on a certain night. It was a Friday night, and these people responded, and it was really tough. The man before he was baptized, he just agonized over it, because to do so meant that he would give up his family. His father wouldn't talk to him anymore. He'd be disfellowshipped, disowned. But he decided to do the right thing, and he's just been him and his wife and then children have just been as faithful as can be, and such hard workers. And we have so many great victories like that. And like I said, I just believe that we are doing, true mission work here in America, and to reach out to the Native Americans are one of the hardest people groups, many believe, in the world to reach out to. And I just feel that we're doing a great work. I'd love to talk to anybody about it. Love to have anybody come by and see what we're doing. And we just stay with the gospel. We just stay with the truth of God's word. You know, so many churches out there say, well, you can't bring the young people in if you just teach the gospel, if you just, you know, do the Bible. You got to, you know, add musical instruments or do this or that. And I think we're proving that you don't have to do that. You just stick with the word of God. And work and evangelize and the people will come.
Amen, brother. Praise God. Definitely a great work going on there in the Winslow Church of Christ. Dave, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, and we're going to continue to pray that the work grows there at the church. And like Dave said, if you have any questions or if there's anything that you want to support with the little church that could at Winslow Church of Christ, definitely get a hold of them. Reach out to them. We'll have some links at the bottom of the of this post, and that way you can get in contact with Dave. Thank you for tuning into the Gospel Update. My name's Dustin McCricker. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
Take care and God bless.
You too, brother.